Good evening. How's everybody doing? It's a little overwhelming to be back here, if I'm honest. It is. Don't go nowhere. I'll tell you all that in a second. I'm trying to remember the tune. Do you know It Is Well With My Soul? Yeah, you know. My peace like a river and camp in my way, right? What? He's like a river. Stop. This is just because I'm just so happy to be with y'all. I'm just so stoked to be back, and I'm on the polo right now for the team because they all wish they could be here, so they'll see it. Hey, Jayla, and so we got to do this, but there's I don't know if we've been doing it since here, but man, the second verse of this song has been going so hard for us. All right, since Denver, has it been since Denver? This song has been going so hard. There's Chico, y'all. I just met Chico in person, but man, we've been sharing Chico's testimony for months. We'll get to that in a second. Matter of fact, dude, I was in Ventura this week at a house with some friends, and we put your testimony on. It's crazy. But just the second verse, y'all, the second verse. You guys, just dwell on these words in light of what we've journeyed with together, and just let your heart soar. So the second verse.
What does it start as? Okay.
5:30.
My sin or the joy.
Okay. Yeah.
My sin, oh, the joy of thy glorious dawn. My sin not in part, and Lord, haste the day.
Amen, 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 amen. Father God, we're just so thankful that regardless of what it is on the outside, our lives are hid in Christ with God.
Yes.
So let the circumstances be what they are. We know that you are king over all. And though we don't see everything in subjection under your feet, we see him who for a little while was made exactly like men, a little lower than the angels. And now we see him by faith crowned with glory, with everything under his feet. Until that day comes and we see it on earth, we believe that it's the reality of our lives because you're alive. And so we receive this in Jesus Christ's name and for his sake, amen. Amen, amen. So yeah, it's a bit intimidating, if I'm honest, to be back with y'all. For a host of reasons. One, because, you know, I've just grown to love y'all. And it's like, man. It's a bit overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of agreement with y'all, and my heart goes out to y'all, and I'm just stoked to be here. So I wish the team were here, but we were actually just on the road, running thick, and folks needed to get home and sleep in their beds. But they'll be back in and around in a few weeks. What we want to share with y'all, and what I want to share, is basically. What the Lord has been doing and what he's been teaching us since the last time we were together, if that's all right. There's always more. But that more is what we like to say now. It's always more of the same, right? There's more, but it's more of the same because there's more of his goodness, more of his revelation. Capitan, good to see you. More of his revelation, more of his goodness, and just more and more boldness, more and more boldness to stand faithful to Christ Jesus, for Christ Jesus, and in Christ Jesus. One of the things we've been excited about recently has been The Chosen. Has anybody watched The Chosen?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are already on The Chosen. Wait, who put him on The Chosen? Did you put him on The Chosen?
No, John Hall told you. Tell the truth.
I don't know
John
who told
Hall
me.
Told John Hall told you.
Okay, how many of y'all seen The Chosen?
I'm calling you out.
Oh my goodness, okay. How many of y'all have not seen The Chosen? Okay, good. So The Chosen has become like, for us, it's become like tracks. You know, like back in the day, you used to hand out tracks. Like now when we're talking to people, we're like, yo, have you seen The Chosen? They're like, nah, like, yo, let me see your phone real quick. Let me just download this app. Yeah. So The Chosen is a multi-episode series about the life of Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best. And it's created by a fellow named Dallas Jenkins. And it's fictional, right? But it interweaves all of these great stories of the Bible and gives a plausible sort of way of how Jesus would operate and how they would have came about. And it's just so, for y'all that have seen it, it's overwhelming, right? Some of them, at the end of episode one, anybody weeping at the end of episode one? Yes? Yeah. Well, with the team, we've watched episode one like 30 times. We've cried like 27 of them, right? It's legit. So what we're doing now customarily is we're just exposing people to The Chosen anytime and every time we get, just encouraging people to watch it. So what we bring along now is little clips of The Chosen. I want to do the same here. I wanted to share just a clip of The Chosen, and this is the clip of where Jesus heals a leper on the road. And I can't remember what episode it's from, but it's self-explanatory, and we'll just play it, and then we'll get into what we're going to talk about. So hopefully you enjoy.
Not to spoil this beautiful day or anything, huh? Come on.
It's a leper. Stay back.
Cover your mouth. Don't breathe his air.
Don't come any closer.
It's okay, John. It's okay.
Rabbi,
you can't know his disease. You can't.
Please.
Please don't turn away from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you could do. I know you can heal me if you are willing.
I am willing. Be cleansed.
I knew it. What can I ever do?
No. Do not say anything to anyone.
You don't seek your own honor?
Please just do me this one thing.
But what do I tell people?
Go, show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. And go on your way.
Who has an extra tunic? Just one of you. That's enough. Green is definitely your color. Not too shabby.
Oh. Hey, it's Dallas and the creator of The Chosen, and if you liked what you just saw and you want to see the episodes of the first ever multi-season show about the life of Christ, you can do so right now for free. Yes, if you get The Chosen app, you can watch these episodes for free right now. You're going to go to thechosen.tv or the Apple Store or Google Play, download the app, and you can watch immediately episodes 1 through 4. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much.
Isn't that so good? Yeah, so I encourage you to download the app. It's for free. You can share it with all your friends. Watch it all the time. I watch it quite often when I'm on flights all the time. Just download it. And then the beautiful gift is that you can pay it forward. There are people all over the world that long to hear the story of Jesus and don't have, they're inaccessible to us, but the internet has access. And you can actually pay it forward where you can make a contribution. And in making that contribution, you'll empower somebody in another country to actually watch the gospel on a screen in places that we can't get to. And then they'll actually like be able to write back and just, you'll see a list of how many people have been able to watch via your contributions. We don't get a dime for this. We haven't even talked to these people at all. We're just doing this because we believe in it so much. And because we believe in it so much, one of the dope things was like last week, The Chosen actually hit us up on Instagram and was like, thanks so much for sharing. Keep doing it. We're like, yes, good. And then we're not going to get sued. That's awesome. So, because I was just like, YouTube converter. It just took them, but we got permission. Well, it was tacit permission, so it's all good. Anyway, nobody owns the story of Jesus. Just share it, right? Okay. Go for it. So listen, well, we want to talk to you about boldness. I want to talk to you about boldness. There's a certain boldness that's been growing in us. There's a certain boldness in this here gospel message. There's a certain boldness that we get to live in. And the reason we get to live in this boldness is because of one fundamental truth that we've been over and over. But we return back to this fundamental truth because it's the hope of our lives. And it's this: Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. There is nothing else that we rest our faith in than Jesus Christ, him crucified and him resurrected. So that our hope is put in somebody who has gone to the grave, has defeated it, and now lives forevermore with power indestructible that he freely gives to his children. And that's the life that we have inside, right? And because we have that life inside that cannot be destroyed, we have the privilege of, by faith, living through that life in boldness. Right? And there's a certain amount of boldness, I gotta be honest with you, that I've seen amongst my friends, that I've seen amongst the people that I travel with, and I've seen amongst the team, that I myself have to check myself and find out if I'm really that bold. Right? I don't know if you remember Eddie. Right? Eddie's on some other stuff, right? There's some times where I'm just like, yo, Eddie, you wanna calm down. Right? I'll tell you a quick story of somewhere we'll be, and then we'll get into the text. We're in Denver last week, yeah? And we were doing wave 2. And here's the thing about wave 2 is that there's been no wave 2 that have looked the same. Like, Justin was with us in Santa Rosa, California, and no wave 2 has looked the same, except that the equalizer has always been that God brings healing, right? And we were at this church in Denver, and there was a couple that continued to come every single night. And they would sit off to the side a little bit, and I saw them, of course, because I could see everybody from up front. And, you know, over the course of 2 or 3 nights, you see where people are sitting. And they've been sitting in the same spot, and I haven't really talked with them. But a team is there, and I think somebody might have touched base with them once or twice. About, I think it was Thursday night, Christian is talking to the husband. We're back in the fellowship hall, and we're eating. And Christian's talking to the husband, and all of a sudden, you see it. Christian, like, turns to him and, like, goes in, right? And we'll talk a little bit about this weekend on how and why you can go in when you have permission. Oh, man, so many stories. Anyway, Christian turns and goes in, and you see Christian put, I think, his hand on his chest and begins to pray for the dude, right? And we're sitting there eating chips, and this is really the new normal, where you're eating chips over here talking about something or other, and like just off to the side of you, somebody's got their hand on somebody's chest praying Holy Spirit, and people are like, in Jesus' name, right? And I'm over here like, hey man, pass the dip, is that all right? it's a really weird existence, right? And so, but this is, because you don't want to intrude, like you don't want to make it like weird. So we're there, we're eating, and Christian's just praying over this dude, talking, blah, 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 and the dude's receiving, and you see him coming, like, being unshackled, and we'll talk either tomorrow morning or tomorrow night about this process that we've seen that I want to share with y'all, but this guy's just, like, weight is being lifted. Like, weight is being lifted, right? And I think we're at the house later on that night, and I'm like, yo, Christian, what happened with homeboy? And he's like, hey, Christian's so understated, right? He is Christian. He's just like, if y'all don't know Christian, Christian's our worship leader. That he was up here sometimes and sometimes doing video. Christian's just like, we just pray Holy Spirit, got some freedom. Like, anything else? All right. So that happens Thursday night. Friday night, I wish I had, there's the videos on Facebook, but Friday night, we start sharing on how to actually interact with somebody, to like literally give them an invitation to believe in Christ, right? And we're going through this thing, and I'm wrapping up, and as I'm wrapping up, Eddie is on the side of the stage, and you'll see it later on because we'll release a full video of it, but Eddie's on the side of the stage, but he's not on the stage, he's like off the stage because it wasn't, they didn't have a platform like this. He's off the stage because we called people to come and repent and confess, and there was a crowd at the foot of the stage, right? And he's off the stage, and Christian is actually recording. This is Friday night after Christian has prayed, and Christian is recording, and he records Eddie, and you see Eddie's face, and Eddie's face is like a mix of fearful and like emotional, and he has like tears welling up in his eyes. And Christian looks at him, and he's like, Christian tells him, he's like, Eddie, go up there. And Eddie looks in the camera, and with like tears in his eyes, trembling, and you'll see this, we'll release this video, but Eddie says, I don't want to so bad. And he's like, everything within me does not want to go up there, right? He's like, I don't want to so bad, and you see him like shook. And I have no idea this is going on, I'm doing the thing, da-da-da-da-da, right? And I'm just about to finish, and just as I'm about to finish, Eddie like just sort of comes on the stage, and I look at him, he looks at me, and he like puts his hand out, like he's got it on his face, like there's this look that Eddie has. I'm like, yeah, sure, all right. So I give him the microphone, and I walk off. And this is why sometimes I want to kill Eddie, because then Eddie says, this is at an Adventist church, right? And my fellow Adventists, you'll understand. Eddie's like, here's what we're going to do tonight. Everybody's like, uh-huh. He's like, we're going to pray for healing in this room, right? And everybody's like, right? Everybody gets tight because it's like, wait, hold on, what's going to happen? And Eddie starts directing, like, straight up, we want to pray because Jesus has power to heal. And Jesus can heal when, like, now, right? Like, again, we're talking boldness, right? Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll talk a little belief, but boldness. And Eddie's just bold. He's like, I want people to, like, and he divides the room in two groups. He says, I need people who have an ailment that you cannot tell if it's better unless you go to the doctor and have it, right? And I'm standing off to the side. Again, this has happened before in our ministry, and it's always with Ed. I'm standing off to the side like, well, this is it. I'm gonna go sell cars, right? Because like somebody's gonna get a hold of this and be like, these Love Reality Tour, they're spiritism or spirit something. The last days, you know. I'm like, this is it. I'm done, right? And Eddie's like, so that one group, we're gonna pray for you, right? And he goes, and the next group we're gonna pray for, he goes, we're gonna pray for people who can sense a healing right here, right now, today. He's like, and what we're going to do is a quick six-second prayer because Jesus wants to heal. And he leads people in the six-second prayer. And there's a reason I'm telling this story. You see how that laughter didn't quite catch on? He's like, oh, what? Are we going to do what? Don't worry, we'll get there. And so he's like, he tells them, we're going to do the six-second prayer. We're going to pray for healing in Jesus' name unless he was what? I'm like, all right. So he does this thing, and everybody's a little tight. Everybody feels a little weird. Like, what's going on here? Like, you're just saying in Jesus' name, feel better, and people are magically feeling better. Like, I don't know about this, right? And so I had to get up on stage and just do that thing where I'm like, listen, people, calm down. We believe he was on a mountain. He literally flew off and was like, I'll see you later, right? If we believe that much, we believe that his spirit can heal somebody in the house today, all right? We believe he was in the grave for 3 days, then he popped up and was like, psych, right? If we believe that, he can heal somebody, right? Right? Like, we believe that there was a million people in the desert with no food, and he was like, don't worry, I got y'all. And I'm like, food in the desert, like fire at night, cloud during the day, and then let us not forget, after the 10 plagues, hello, then he was like, oh yeah, you see that Red Sea? Right? So if we believe all of this, right? Like, if we're like, be healed in Jesus' name, silver or gold have I not, but what I do have, I can give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. All right? I know, because we start getting the feeling like, wait, hold on, for real? Yes. If we literally believe that he's alive, sitting in heaven, like, this isn't that hard. This part isn't hard, right? But I will acknowledge that the same way y'all felt maybe 2 minutes ago is the same way I felt. I was like, oh, Eddie, I'm going to choke you, right? And let's see how much resurrection power going to bring you back, right? But here's the reason why Eddie was bold, right? And again, just bold testimonies we're sharing tonight, and I'm going to share a video. I'm going to get back to this story. I'm going to put another story in between, kind of like Mark does. So there's a buddy of ours in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm going to come back to the Denver story. There's a buddy of ours in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he got gospel last year and walking in freedom. The same gospel y'all heard, he received it. He's been in the secret place in intimacy, receiving his identity and walking in the identity that God says is his, right? He used to identify deeply as a athlete, real heavy as an athlete, to the point where like his life was only as good as his athletic prowess was going. It was athlete, it was sports and girls, right? And Spirit came in, I probably don't have permission to tell that part of the story, but Spirit came in, spoke some really strong words to him. I don't know how to do. So he was in a situation, right? This young man that I'm telling you from Lincoln, Nebraska. Now remember, I started with the Eddie story, Eddie's boldness, and why Eddie's bold on stage. And part of Eddie's boldness is because of this story in Lincoln, Nebraska. Are you good? This is how I'm moving. This young man in Lincoln, Nebraska, athlete, and the females. Watch how Spirit works. Crazy. He has a situation in his personal life that he's praying out to God to have resolution. Y'all remember Tyler, right? Yeah. On the piano. Tyler's a good buddy with this guy. This guy has a personal issue he's like dealing with, putting it before the Lord because he's received gospel. How many of y'all now in light of gospel, Jesus through his Spirit has illuminated some things that you're like, whoa, I didn't know that was there. But apart from condemnation, but in conviction. Anybody there? So this is what this guy's getting. Conviction. Apart from condemnation, but conviction. And he's receiving this conviction. Tyler's good friends with him. Tyler calls Will. Better things Will, skinny Will, right? Slim Will. And let's just be honest, neither of them are really slim, but. Now, I want that to be on camera. Right? And for those who don't know, it's part of our team members that were here for Wave 2. We have what we call the Wills. One of them is a bigger guy, and one of them is a not so big guy, right? And so Slim Will, Big Will is what we call them, the Wills. And so Slim Will is in Florida, and he's talking to Tyler. Talks to Tyler, and Tyler is telling him about our buddy, the athlete. Will says, I know this is going to sound crazy. Will says, hey, man, I think I have a word from the Holy Spirit about your boy. Tyler's like, yeah, give it to me. Tyler gets it. Will tells him, I don't know when you'll have permission to share, but whenever it opens up, like, go for it, right? Tyler then talks to our buddy, the athlete, at one point, and the conversation opens up to his personal situation, and that word that Will got, all of a sudden, Tyler starts speaking it, and the moment Tyler starts speaking it to our guy receives it, even tells Tyler, stop talking, I know exactly what you're saying, because the Lord already put that on my heart. I believe it, I receive it, all right? He receives the word of the Lord in confidence, used to identify with athletics, had this personal thing, but now he's living confidently. How many of y'all have encountered that when you're living in confidence, that doesn't mean that trials and tribulations aren't going to come? Right? Because my man went on the football field and snap, ACL, gone. Right? On the football field, trying to hit him with that Heisman, right? and you hit him with that, right? Pop. Dude busts his ACL. My man busts his ACL and is thanking God. Why? Because in the moment when he realizes that his ACL is busted, because he goes to a doctor and a doctor tells him you're going to need to have surgery and it's going to be 8 to 10 months of recouping time, when he hears that, he knows how much his life has been changed, because in hearing it, he doesn't change. Where he knows how before he would have been changed. So the circumstances of life are no longer dictating who he is, because he's received the word of God, and in receiving the word of God, now walking through it, he's established in confidence. So he sees Eddie in the lobby of church a week later, hobbling around. And remember, I'm really trying to tell you this story about Denver. Sees Eddie, says, "What's up, man? What's up?" They start talking like, "Man, you won't believe." So he tells them, "Busted my ACL." Tells them, "Will had this word through Tyler, came to me. The revelation's there. I'm walking in it." He's like, "And I'm so thankful that God." He has a busted ACL when before this would have crushed him. This man is saying, in the midst of a busted ACL, "I'm so thankful that God has changed my life, because I'm a different man. This thing did not move me. And I'm good. And now I know this thing is real, because I would have never known a time when I could have stood firm in light of this circumstance." Right? Now, some of us are looking at it like, "Oh, well, it's just an injury." But when you find your worth and your value and your identity through your athletic prowess, and for all your life, that's been a key feature of who you are, and you're still very much a young man, so you've never endured traumatic injuries, the first time it happens in the old mindset, it would have completely crushed you. But he's not crushed. Think there's a Bible verse about that. Right? So as you're going through the tribulations, you're not crushed. Why? Because we received it and we're living it out. Now, I promise you, I'm still trying to tell you this story about Denver. Right? And so he's there talking to Eddie, telling this. And y'all know Eddie. Eddie's hearing this, and Eddie can't help himself. Just crying. Just. Right? That's just Ed. Just a bunch of tears. But watch, Spirit of the Lord, right? And the Spirit of the Lord speaks. And the Spirit of the Lord wants to do things with and through us. And he wants us to be bold. It's a trip to see you in the person, Chico, just because we've seen you on screen so often, on the polos, seeing your story, and then some of the revelations that you've been getting. And we have a polo. Y'all know Marco Polo? Marco Polo, it's an app on the phones. And it's kind of like a video chat group that you can be on, and you can add like 20 people, and you record a quick little 10, 30, 40-second video. Then everybody's on, and everybody could, you know, comment. It's just a group chat, but it's for videos, right? We have one for the team. Pastor Greg's on it, right? And we talk about these revelations that the Lord gives us as we're in the secret place. Right? Anybody got some good revelations in the secret place? Right? And some of the revelations that the Lord has given us as a team has been a trip, because then, just a few months into this thing, and this dude's talking about the agreement of faith and how it works, and we're like, "Yo, that took us like 6 months. and Chico's just like, "Yo, I think God's just telling me this." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's literally the book of Ephesians that this dude is talking about." Right? It's crazy. Like, I'm listening to Chico's polo. I'm like, this dude does not even know where to cite this in the Bible, and like, he's quoting the Apostle Paul. It's nuts, right? Same spirit. Okay. So, I'm trying to tell you a story about Denver. Eddie's standing there at the lobby of the church. Our dude, the athlete, busted up leg. He's already gone to get his date for surgery. Doctors looked at us as you're busted up. And Eddie's the sort of dude that, again, boldness. He's just been walking in some other stuff. He'll go for some stuff that you're just like, I remember one time, this dude calls me. He's in a parking lot in Georgia, and he sees somebody in a wheelchair. And he's like, he sees him. He's like, "Uh-huh." And then he keeps walking, and he just feels the Spirit, like, just telling him, like, "Go back. Go back. Pray for that person." You know that's crazy, right? Y'all know that's a trip, right? Unless he's resurrected, then it's not so crazy. So my man goes back to the person in the wheelchair, and it was so dope, because when he went back to the person in the wheelchair, he actually went and prayed for them. And the person in the wheelchair was like a super believer and was at peace and comfortable with their situation, and yet encouraged Eddie in what he was doing. So he feels the spirit tell him to go back there, and he's like, oh, I don't want to. And the spirit's like, it's not you for him. It's him for you, dum-dum. Right? And so Ed has been growing, and Ed, man, like, when Morgan got free, y'all remember Morgan's story? Morgan and Tyler. Morgan and Tyler are a couple that are on our team. Morgan decided she was going to divorce Tyler after a year of her husband Tyler living in freedom, and she couldn't stand it because she could not actually be in the presence of the Holy Spirit in his life, and she was going to divorce him. The night that she was going to divorce him, that she decided, it was Eddie who rose up with this confidence, same face of like, ooh, and fearful, but with boldness, and asked Morgan to help him out with something. They went into the back of the house, and he straight up confronted her with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and she was broken on the rock, and she received the Spirit of the Lord, right? And now, if y'all hear Morgan, y'all heard her when she was here. She's been all over the country now with us, just power, right? I'm talking about this boldness, right, Eddie? Because I'm trying to tell you this story about Denver. I promise I am. This is what Eddie's been walking in. So Eddie's standing there with our athlete. Eddie gets real bold. Here's the deal. Eddie's either crazy or the Spirit of the living God is for real. Eddie's telling me this story, and I'm like, yeah. Maybe like some of y'all are, because I knew what this knucklehead was going to do. Eddie says in boldness, he goes, just so you might know that Jesus loves you, he's like, let me pray for your leg so that he can heal it. I'm like, listen, dude, I can point out a whole bunch of things in the Bible and connect them and make people really, really happy because they see it in Scripture. Like, oh, there it is, right? But you're talking a whole nother thing. You're going on some dangerous limbs talking about so that God can show you that he loves you. You're going to talk about his ACL is going to be healed? Bruh. Like, I'm going to need you to bring that on back, right? Like, let's not do that, right? Because y'all know, that's crazy. My man Ed just, Father, so we thank you that you love this man so much, and right now we just command and receive healing in Jesus' name. Leg, be healed in Jesus' name. And just the love of God be manifest through this great gift. Dude looks at him like, oh, man, yeah. He's happy. Eddie's happy. They hug. Okay. Here's the good thing. As long as those stories stay private, as long as it's between them two, the rest of us can be fine, right? But now that I've told you, it's like, this better resolve, right? And what if I was like, well, it actually turned out for the worse. He's playing basketball, twisted it, now it's a sprained ankle and a busted ACL. He got surgery in a month. No, that's not the story. But that might be the story. And even if that were the story, Jesus would still be king and God would still be good. So he went to go have surgery. Doctor puts him under anesthesia, wakes back up. How'd it go, Doc? Doc said, who's been messing with your leg? Stop. Yeah. Says, I went in to fix your leg, and your leg is as good or better than I could have done it. It's like, who's been messing with your leg? Here's why this story has us so gassed up, has us so excited. Because you didn't hear it from Africa.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
I mean, we could put that on Sabbath, missionary story, because, you know, out in the village, yes, in the Congo.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't happen in Africa.
Go there.
Right? That didn't happen in Thailand. That didn't happen in the Far East. That happened in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Come on.
Yes.
And it isn't hearsay either. Like, there was a doctor's appointment. There was x-rays. Yeah. There was x-rays, and then there's a healed knee.
Amen. Yes.
What are we going to do with that?
Amen.
What you going to do with that?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Right? The doctor was like, I've 20 years, might have seen this once, doctor says. And what's so dope about this is like, it's recorded medically.
Yes.
Right? Now, we don't pursue that, and we don't live from there. But hey, man, Jesus is alive, Right? So this is what I'm telling you, boldness. This is, I'll be honest with you. Right here. This square, I'm bold, baby. I'm bold. Right? Amongst y'all, I'm bold. Justin, you come in, you want to talk to me? Right? I mean, I'm bold enough to tell you, yo, you got gospel because of me, in Jesus' name, right? The Spirit through me, right? I'm bold. But he's like, hey, man, I got this busted ACL. I'm like, hey, man, give Eddie a call. I'll be honest. I'll be 100% honest with you. So we're in Denver. This dude is up front talking about we're going to split the room in two people. One, for those that need to go to the doctor to check whether they could get healed, or those who could get healed right away. As he's saying this, lady sitting over there in like the third, fourth pew, and as Eddie gets up to speak, you can see it on the video, she sits down. She ain't trying to hear it. Not from Eddie. Because although Eddie prayed for some dude and his ACL got fixed, y'all remember what Eddie did. See, and her daddy had done something to her mommy similar about 30 years prior. Eddie stepped outside of the bounds of marriage. And we don't shy away from it, but Eddie's marriage is it's a testimony to God's grace. And so Eddie gets up and he's doing it. This lady's not trying to hear it. She's been carrying back pain for 30 years. She's got back pain for 30 years, y'all. She ain't trying to hear it. Eddie does his thing. People get all funny, because that's how we do. I get up, and then I say that thing where I'm like, listen, he's alive. He levitated. It's okay. People are like, oh, well, I guess you're right, Jonathan. Yeah, I guess it's all right. We finished the service, and it just so happens that this woman is the wife of the man that Christian prayed for. She's in the back of the church at the end of the service by herself. Morgan was there that week. And if you remember Morgan's story, Tyler had also stepped out of the bounds of his marriage, but in a more like sort of, screen way, right? Like www.ishouldn'tbehere.com way, right? And so, but Morgan, she's the woman wronged. Yeah? And so this lady is in the back of the church hoping that Morgan will go and talk to her. So see, Morgan's tied up somewhere else, right? And the only person that's free is my man, bold man Eddie. Right? Roll the tape. If you can play, we can get the lights back there. If you could just play that tape.
Well, I felt like I came in with the Holy Spirit prompting me that it was time. It was time to put, for me, my control to death. When we were talking, I feel like the control comes from my past. And the hurt that came specifically from my father and many of the choices he made. And so in order to protect me and my environment, control is my safety. And I'm standing here because I feel drawn to
Morgan.
I could relate to her, the bitterness she felt. And I wanted to seek her out, and this man sought me out, the very last human being on earth. I even wanted to look at his face. That's how strong my feelings were against him. How dare you do what you did? And she just wouldn't stop. And I fought it, and I didn't want to have this. And I feel like it was the Lord saying to me, you're not in control. Who you thought you needed to speak to, you're not in control. I'm in control. You talk to this man who you hate. And that's what happened.
Yeah. What did the Holy Spirit do for you tonight?
We have put to death the control and the bitterness and the criticalness to my good husband.
She just called you good, bro.
He's a good husband. He has not betrayed me. But like I shared with you, in ways that he does what he does do or doesn't do, I feel betrayed because I saw selfishness in him that I never saw before we had two small kids that sucked the life out of you.
No, we know.
And the selfishness that I've seen come out of him scared me to my core because I did everything to find a man that was not like my dad and was not selfish. And so I felt betrayed by him, that this is who I was with and this is who I had to deal with, and I had to see the selfishness and the bitterness has taken over. Inconsideration is my number one trigger. If you're inconsiderate, you're selfish. And that is my number one trigger. Because I lived with a dad that was.
It was.
Not anymore.
Because there are no more triggers, there are no more buttons, it can be pushed. Because you're a brand new creation.
And I'm also a private person, so doing this in the very front of the lobby.
Brand new
and
creation.
And this thing and all these people around who I don't even know.
Come on.
Tell us about your neck.
I've had a chronic neck pain since I was 10. I was recently in a car accident, which made it worse. And it's much better. It's much better.
So, church, this is what the Bible teaches us. That when you receive gospel, you know that.
And so, I can't. I won't be able to read this. But how's about that? It's good, right?
Yeah.
Let me read something to you. Let's go to Ephesians. And I actually wanted to draw. Go to Ephesians. We're just going to read a little bit together. This has been, for us, this has been very, very, it's been big for us recently. Ephesians 1. We're going to read from verse 3. Not verse 3. That's my go-to. Ephesians 1, verse 11. Oh, thank you, good sir. You the man. Thank you. Ephesians 1, verse 11. You there with me? Watch this. In him we have been obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. And remember, in this passage, that the counsel of his will for you, it was for you who are chosen, predestined, blessed to stand before him blameless in love as sons and daughters. That was the counsel of his will. And you got to remember that if you're sons and daughters, you have the inheritance that belongs to Christ Jesus because you are sons and daughters through Christ Jesus, redeemed through Christ Jesus. So that every spiritual blessing that belongs to Christ Jesus also belongs to you. Yes. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. You with me? So that when he's going in on through him, we've obtained this thing. That means that by faith and in believing in Christ Jesus, we have boldness because every single blessing belongs to us through Christ Jesus because the Father wanted to liberally give it to us. And this is according to the counsel of his will. So let that sit in, that the very purpose of his will was for us to be blessed according to every single blessing, for us to have that favor, for us to walk in that authority, y'all. Remember the Great Commission? How does it begin? It's not go ye therefore. It begins with all authority has been given to me. And then he sends us. Under what? Under the full banner of all of his authority. So that when we request in Jesus' name, in keeping with the purpose of the Father's will, we can have expectation that that which he promised us is ours. Now that doesn't mean that we live through like what we just saw. We don't live through having our man, the athlete, get healed. But what we're saying is that all of these blessings are there for us, and that there's a certain amount of boldness that we now have the privilege of walking in. That's a hard one for me. Because I haven't prayed for somebody to have their ACL pop back. What I have done is I've sat in a cafe in Hawaii and told my brother in Christ exactly who he is and expected God to show up. And so we prayed in a Jeep and then nothing happened. And I was like, well, right? But you ask him a year and a half later and you ask him whether something happened. Did something happen? Something happened. Why? Because in boldness, I walked out the blessing that was mine. And even though the Jeep didn't shake and this man didn't start shouting hallelujahs, he just looked at me with a blank face and was like, is that it? And I was like, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, because it was in Jesus' name. Nothing changed, but everything changed. Why? And this stuff is so good. Different seed takes time to grow. Different ways. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what are we called to do? Cast what? Cast seed. Because we have seed. You can't cast what you don't have. And where is it that you got it? Where is the seed? In the very thing that we speak, because the Spirit is within us. Yeah? So as we speak in agreement to the promises and to the life in him, he's actually in that thing because his word has never not done what it said it would do, even when spoken through us. I like, it's in the book. Like, they came back to him before they were converted and they were like, hey, we were just healing and casting out demons in your name. He's like, yeah, that's good. He's like, we don't live through that. That's good though. I'm not a cessationist. You know what that means? I don't believe the Holy Spirit stopped working. There's something for us to pursue in boldness, church. Watch, look. Verse 12. So that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him, you also, that's you, PVC, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. And what's our inheritance that's promised to us? Heaven? No, we've talked about it. We live through the spirit of Adam number. But in what body do we live in? What body we going to get? That's our prize. The prize is everything that comes along with the Adam 2 reality and the Adam 2 body. That's what, because the Spirit is the down payment that we're going to get the body and the full reality that matches the Spirit that's within us. Amen. That's the Adam 2 reality. That's his kingdom come in reality, even though his kingdom is already here in and through you because of his Spirit that dwells within you. So when he prays, thy kingdom come, he's talking about us. So just to let you know, this is where wave 3 is going. So if you want us back, it's going to get super weird. Verse 14, who is the guarantee of the inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory? This is what I want to get to. Look at this. For this reason, verse 15. Ay, Dios mío. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. So you know what Paul's basically saying is that he's like a guy who's gone to a church, has taught him the gospel or has shared the gospel. He's seen Holy Spirit fall. Holy Spirit has come. People are growing and being established. And he knows that they have an inheritance, a blessing, because he had the privilege of being there. And then he's saying, now that I'm away from you, like for this reason, I think about you in my prayers. Right? For what reason? The reason that you have gospel, you've been established, and you have all these blessings. But watch. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of our heart enlightened, that you might know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. Let me show you what that looks like, what I just read. Father, I thank you so much for the privilege of having ministered to PVC. And now that I'm here in Denver and I'm thinking about them, I just pray that as we gather together in a couple weeks, that you might give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that they might know how great their inheritance is amongst the saints, and that they might know the power that is at work within them. Father, I pray right now for PVC because my heart is with them, because that's a house of faith that I love, and I've been there. I pray for boldness for them, Father, because I've heard testimony of their faith manifesting. I've talked to Pastor Greg. I've talked to George. I've talked to Ashok. I've talked to the people, and I know that there's something special going on there. And because of that reason, that I know that they're growing in you, and I know that they have the Holy Spirit, which is their down payment, Father, I just pray right now for more boldness for them, that they might, by faith, just walk out into everything that belongs to us. So I pray that you give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we not stay at the place where we received, but might we continue to receive so that we can give more. And I pray for more boldness, Lord. I pray for more blessing because it's ours in Jesus Christ. And so that when we get there together, that a spirit of wisdom and revelation might tear that fallow ground apart so that we might be alive to what Spirit might actually want to do. Father, I thank you that you put Chico in their midst recently so that they might be troubled and unsettled with everything they thought that they knew, that they might see a man who was searching after you and did not find you through 28 Bible studies, but that you revealed yourself to him through a revelation of your Spirit, and you empowered him with your very grace to walk in the abundance you intended for him. Thank you that he's a testimony to a boldness and a blessing that belongs to us through the Spirit in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Is that okay? Yes. There's more. And it's going, oh, Dios mío. I thought it was a lot higher than that. There's more. And there's a boldness that belongs to us that we receive through prayer to live out that which he says is ours. Turn with me to Acts. Oh, my goodness, this time goes by fast. Once you start going, all right, we're just going to look at Acts and then I'm going to let y'all go. Just real quick, we just look at Acts. Acts 4. And then we'll play. We'll play another video tomorrow. We ain't got time. Acts 4. Right? Acts 4, verse 1. You there with me? This is so good. If you just say, like, let your mind go there. Like, look at this. This is so good. And as they were speaking to the people, these are, Acts 3 is when Paul and John have just looked at a dude and were like, hey, listen, man, we broke. This beggar's on the side of the road like, oh, give me something, please. And basically just John and Peter's like, Peter looks at him, he's like, listen, man, I'm broke. I mean, we make it all King James, right? We're like, silver and gold have I none for thee, right? But let's, 2020, hey, my man, I'm broke. Ain't got it. Got some good news, though. What I do got, I'm going to give you. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. Amen. I'm broke, but I'm blessed. Amen. Not only am I blessed, but I'm bold. In Jesus' name, get up. My man was like, oh, he broke, but okay, wait, hold on. Right? He gets up. So this is what has just happened in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 4. And as they were speaking to the people, because now they started preaching the gospel, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed. That's so good. They were greatly annoyed. They're like, look at these guys. They're just healing people left and right. How are we going to squash this? Like, so the religious mind, I was just so mad. Oh, he was crippled for 40 and now he's walking around. Somebody break his legs. Crazy. They were annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming, watch what they were proclaiming, in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them. You see that? Like, oh man, that's so much. That's so good. That all of this boldness is because Jesus is alive. And because Jesus is alive, we have intimacy with our Father through the Spirit of Jesus in our secret place. And as we have intimacy, we grow in
the blessing that is ours, and we also grow in the boldness. And as we grow in the boldness, we could live from the secret place as we walk out, so that even if we don't have anything in our pockets, we still have prosperity because we have his blessing and we give it boldly.
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
This is what we get to walk in. And that doesn't mean, for the sake of time, I'm going to cut this short. That doesn't mean that then we're going to be like Eddie. In Jesus' name. That doesn't mean it every time with Eddie. Because, you know, Eddie, things happen. I'm sharing this just to encourage the body and say, my beloved, Jesus is alive and there is more.
Yes.
There is more for us to step into. It's not just the cognitive of the word that we heard. It is. It is. It absolutely is. We need to have a revelation, right? Because that's what we got. When I pray by God's grace that when we presented wave one, we presented what it is, Jesus Christ in him, crucified and resurrected, so that we might have justification. I hope that was very, very clear, right? I hope that wave two taught that, like, from that justification, we can grow in our sanctification, which is the healing that is ours precisely because we're his sons and daughters, right? And now, since we've been freed from sin, and since we know we have healing, so we have freedom and healing, we can now walk in boldness because we are free, healed, and whole, and we give from our overflow, right? And our overflow might be from the intimacy that we have with our Father in the secret place to actually walk out with the authority that he says is ours. And when he calls us to pray for somebody and their busted knee, we do it. Even though the fear of man might be all over us, but what if it doesn't happen? I know what that feels like. I promise you, I know. I see somebody come up to me, they want prayer, and I've done the thing where I've doubled back, and I'm like, nah, what you need to do is believe. And get up on out of here, man. And then I'm in the secret place, and God's like, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm scared. That's what's wrong with me. I'm scared. He's a good father. He's like, it's all right. I'll give you another chance. Oh, no. I'll give Eddie another chance. Give me like 3 weeks. But he's good. Man, there was one more thing I was going to say. Oh, Holy Spirit, bring it back to me. So boldness in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 4. Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to say before I sat down. Come on, Holy Spirit, bring it back to me. Oh, maybe it doesn't need to be said right now. But here's what we want to just spend the next couple of sessions, right? We want to spend the next couple of sessions just diving into this thing, and then we're going to give you like a straight-up practical tool of how to minister some of these things out, things that we've learned over the last 8, 10, 12 months that we've kind of held in our hearts and in the privacy of the group, and now we're seeing how it's manifesting. We want to share it and see how that goes, right? So that's what we want to do the next couple of sessions. Is that okay? Listen, we believe that the Spirit, oh, here it was. Thank you, Jesus. Don't take the Spirit's working as magic. It's not. And don't test the Spirit in a moment to see whether or not it works, because it doesn't work. He's a person. And when you have intimacy with him, we work with him. Right? Because we're his vessel, and then as we relinquish what we are, he uses us because he's pleased to dwell within us. Don't not be sure that he dwells within you, and then in a way of like testing him, like it's abracadabra, like, well, let me see if this works to see if God is for real. It's not that, right? We ain't doing that, right? Here's a blessing where we can 100% operate, right? We can give from our overflow and whatever overflow we have. I'm at the Denver thing, right? And I promise you, I'm not. I see Eddie moving, Eddie's like a bunny rabbit. In Jesus' name, people getting here like, hallelujah. I'm like, man, let me preach, right? I had to sit down with a brother, and I'm talking to him, and he's telling me that he's falling on some hard times. He's an elderly brother, retiree. Has some difficulties financially, doesn't know if they're gonna make it. The wife suffers from disease in the mind, you know, elderly, one of those, yeah. And the brother's just pouring out his heart. Listen, I would have liked to have prayed for his wife and just, in Jesus' name, You know, the Spirit told me, like, the brother said he's in need. It's like, you just sold $400 worth of t-shirts, but you've never been without. Yeah, you're right. Hey, my man, in Jesus' name, God loves you. As we're standing there, he receives the money. He tells me that his faith wobbles, like he doesn't know, right? This is how the night finished. Like, he doesn't know. And I'm like, Jesus, I don't know. Like, was it the right thing to do? I just gave him putting his money. Like, I don't want to feel like he's a charity case, but at the same time, I feel like your spirit was telling me, like, this is the thing that's necessary in the moment. Like, yeah, right? The next night, Eddie, talking to the same guy. Eddie comes back and tells us, yo, did you talk to that old dude? And I'm like, yeah, he's kind of wishy-washy. He's like, nah, dude, something happened. He's like, something happened between last night and now, like something cracked him open. Yes. And like, he says that he's never known that he could have such confidence in his sonship and that he's never been more at peace with God. Amen. $400 was cheap enough. Yeah. You understand? Like, some reap, others get the sow. It's all good. But we all get to operate according to the blessing and boldness, however he calls us. There is more. And we give from what we got. There is more. We give from what we got. The beautiful thing is that Eddie was operating from what he has. I have the privilege of operating from what I got. So do you. And in what we got, there's blessing and there's boldness. Let us seek our Father in the secret place so that he might reveal to us the places where he wants us to operate. Let us pray for boldness so that we might be faithful like the stories we read about in here. So then the stories we read about in here can be the lives we live because those are the works that he promised for us. Like, we're showing them to you in Jesus' name. Is that all right? If we can get the team to come up here and sing a song. God, we thank you so much for blessing, for abundance in Jesus' name. We thank you so much for this faith that is giving life. We thank you so much for the blessing that we have to live in it. And Father, as we spend these next couple of sessions together here with the PVC family, we just pray that your spirit might usher us into more, that we might leave bolder, understanding a little better the blessing that is ours in Christ Jesus, and that we might seek you with our whole heart so that we might walk in everything that you intended for us to walk, that we might stand in your truth, and that we might just live in love with this clean heart, with a clean mind, a sincere faith that just wants to love because you've loved us well. So we thank you for this, and we receive this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.